What's up, guys? Cameron back with RacePack, and it's my esteemed colleague here, Joe Opalowski from Hyperactive Performance Solutions, and we're here with our final installment of why to run a RacePack data logger with your EFI system, whether that be a Holley, Haltech, FuelTech, whatever it is. These are reasons why we feel that you should pretty much run a RacePack still, because there's a lot of information that you can share from your EFI system to the data logger that will actually help, just all in all help you, whether that's help you on your EFI, help you with your race pack, your shocks, whatever it is. There's a lot of stuff that you can cover with just running the race pack data logger in conjunction with your EFI data logger. So Joe, what do you want to talk about today? Let's talk about analysis. You know, what do we got when it comes to looking at runs on a race pack graph that you not necessarily can't do on EFI, but would be a lot easier to do on our race pack graph?
Well, I think the multiple ways to go about it, but one of the biggest things is the ability to process more quicker. The ability to have multiple runs open, have, you know, depending upon where you're racing, how you're racing. Sometimes you have very short periods of time between rounds. So the ability to get the data quickly, pulling the SD card out, walking in the trailer, looking at all of the power management side of things, as well as...
And sometimes, you know, even referencing something quickly.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So for example, looking at the screen we have, I basically have a whole race up from Q1 through E4. The ability to look at all of them at once if I wanted to be able to see, and, you know, drive shaft, whatever I want to see. I can have more than one run up, more than two runs up. I mean, essentially, we can have all of them.
Yeah, shoot, we could have 25 runs and overlay them. And, you know, as we talk about, the more data you have, the more you want to reference. So if you wanted to do that, you could.
Exactly.
Pretty much could.
And that gives you the ability to, you know, hey, I changed this part or this, you know, how did it affect it? You know, comparing two runs is great, but oftentimes two runs don't tell a complete story. So having
is
the
that
ability...
two runs make a right? Oh, never mind.
Two runs don't make a right, pretty much, exactly.
Bad joke.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
I know where you're headed. So it's the ability to do more. The other thing that a lot of us, and I'm even guilty of it myself, so you have the ability to set up quick graphs. So you have the ability to have the same information throughout multiple runs. Essentially doing so, like, let's just say we want to do EGT. So we have our engine RPM because it's a good reference of where the EGT is versus engine RPM. From there, that's a bad probe. We'll turn on all the EGT channels, even the bad probe, because why not? Gives us the ability to, I don't know what that is. Essentially, we can save it as EGT and then click save. So anytime we want to, you know, choose a different file, and then essentially we can go EGT load. So now it.
So instead of sitting there and clicking 1 through 8, it's just a matter of you preload a quick graph, boom, there it is. You don't have
absolutely
to.
Absolutely. And whether that's EFI channels, you know, looking at.
Yeah, the EGT is just an example, but there's a lot, right.
Looking at, you know, O2, looking at fuel flow, looking at throttle position,
mm-hmm.
Et cetera. Another thing is it gives you the ability to move through runs quickly. So if we wanted to do EGT, we can also go view channel mirroring. So now every run has that exact same information as we scroll through it.
With literally not even clicking on anything other than the run itself.
Other than the run tab.
Very cool.
So if it was like, hey, you know, for example, we know Q1 it had a bad EGT probe. Well, did it happen anywhere else? Okay, look, Q3 it essentially dropped a hole. Okay, that's why Q3 was slow. We can throw the data out.
Right.
So it gives you the ability to dive in deeper. And then also take the time, and it's a setup time, but take the time to see the things that you want to see and be able to process through them quicker. So we could do another quick graph for engine, drive shaft, accelerometer. send, you know, then call it, you know, Excel G, save that. So now the same thing, we go to a different run, load a quick graph, load it, and it's there. Boom. And it's done.
Yeah, that's a quick little tip and trick as far as, you know, and this is just with any software we have. This isn't some extra added feature you have to buy or anything like that. These are just little things that have been built in the software for a long time that some people might maybe overlook in the manual or something like that. You know, what else we got? What else is, when it comes to analysis, what makes RacePack data logs not so much better, but another method of making your car go fast?
Well, you know, aside from the software side of it, there is the ease of adding a sensor. So if you wanted, you know, add, you know, a turbo car and you want to add wastegate pressure or back pressure, or, you know, typically if you're outfitting an EFI system, you have to plan the harness for that.
Right.
So you either plan the harness or you wind up with this junk, you know, I've seen guys do big junction blocks.
Yeah,
because it's, you know, trying to be able to add on quickly.
There's always that one that's a pain that you forgot about, yes, or whatever.
Right. And so you have to plan ahead to be able to add things, whether it's quickly or, you know, at the shop or whatever.
Right.
So the ability to, you know, walk up with a yellow bag and a VNet module and sensor, plug mm-hmm. the module in, line anywhere on the VNet, run the sensor out, screw it in, and, you know, come in the config and click the read button, it makes it easy, and it makes it, you know, the ability to add as needed. You know, what we've learned over the years is a guy might start off small,
right,
and then as they need more things, as they're trying to develop their shock program, as they're trying to develop and learn about converters, yeah, and transmissions.
You don't have to send it back. You don't have to call. You just literally, whether you're at the track, you buy the part from your buddy or a dealer, or call us up, you know, at the track, we send it at the track. You don't have to send your whole data logger back to us and do all that jazz.
Not drastic wiring changes.
Right. It's just like literally click it in with one of our VNet modules and off you go. I mean, do a little read function and the channel's there, the settings are there. Yeah. All that makes it really, really easy. And, you know, that's another cool thing, you know, that, you know, I feel is a huge value when it comes to at the end of the day, all this stuff is speed.
It so, is, and it, you know, it's the ability to do it in a hurry if you need. It's the ability to,
right, and we understand, guys, a lot of this stuff, you know, it's just a matter of using the software. And, you know, a lot of our customers probably don't use RacePack to its full potential, whether you have an EFI system or not. Only because it's just
a
lack. Yeah, I mean, myself included. I mean, I, you know, even when we run the bracket car, it's like, well, oh, I just need to look at this really quick. But then it's like you get home and you're like, oh man, why didn't I look at this? Well, no wonder why I fell off 400s or whatever it was, because the, you know, this or that. And it's, you can go back and look at these things and learn for the future. And then that way, when you're at the track the next time, you're like, oh, well, that was actually really easy. Or oh, Joe showed me something the other day that I'm going to apply to my racing, and then at the end of the day, make my racing better because I have all this information that's stored on my computer and I can look at it whenever I want. So,
and I think data is no different than any other part of a racing program.
Right.
In the sense that more of the work is done in the shop at home.
Right.
You know, after hours, whatever, than it is at the racetrack.
Because, so, I mean, when you're in the heat of the battle and you're doing stuff and you're not, sometimes you're not fully focused on the task at hand. You know,
correct.
You may be like, you may be an owner, driver, tuner, whatever, and it's like, oh, I got so many things going on. Like, I forgot to even look at the wheelie bar pressure because I was thinking about cutting a light.
And you know, to look at your three or four things that you have to do
to make sure the thing's not going to blow up or whatever.
Or, you know, to make the decision for the next round. What was my timing versus G meter, et cetera? Is my air fuel good on my EFI? There's no, you know, the O2 sensor didn't fail.
Exactly.
Okay, I'm done. Well, then all of a sudden, you know, you go back and you process it. So having, you know, there's no such thing as too much data.
Right.
And having everything there, the more channels, the more places you can grab information mm-hmm. from, ultimately the better picture you can paint.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, again, you know, what this is our final installment when it comes to, you know, why morphing these two awesome products
for
together.
Now.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah, for now. I mean, we could probably go for days, but, you know, as far as the basics when it comes to, you know, why EFI and data logging should be morphed together, you know, work hand in hand together, it's because we're just trying to help you. And like I said, the more data, the better. And, you know, at the end of the day, we just want you guys to get the best value for your buck and, you know, get the best results. So if you guys ever have any questions or anything, we have sales and tech guys on the phones Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, or great elite dealers like Joe here that can be contacted pretty easily, whether it's, you know, messages or calling or whatever it is. I mean, we're pretty much around anytime you guys get stuck, but we appreciate your time, and we hope to see you at the track. And if you ever see any of us at the track, be sure to say hello and let us know what you thought of our little video. So we appreciate it, and be sure to check out more at racepack.com, or be sure to call us at toll free at 888-429-4709, or give Hyperactive Performance Solutions a call too. They can help you out too. Tell them Joe sent you.
Thanks, guys. Sweet. That was nice.